The town was in flames. The narrow streets leading to the moat and the first terrace belched smoke and embers, flames devouring the densely clustered thatched houses and licking at the castle walls. From the west, from the harbour gate, the screams and clamour of vicious battle and the dull blows of a battering ram smashing against the walls grew ever louder. Their attackers had surrounded them unexpectedly, shattering the barricades, which had been held by no more than a few soldiers, a handful of townsmen carrying halberds, and some crossbowmen from the guild. Their horses, decked out in flowing black caparisons, flew over the barricades like spectres, their riders, bright, glistening blades, sowing death amongst the fleeing defenders. Ciri felt the knight who carried her before him on his saddle abruptly spur his horse. She heard his cry. "Hold on!" he shouted. "Hold on!" Other knights, wearing the colours of Sintra, overtook them, sparring, even in full flight, with the Nilfgaardians. Ciri caught a glimpse of the skirmish from the corner of her eye, the crazed swirl of blue gold and black cloaks amidst the clash of steel, the clatter of blades against shields, the neighing of horses, shouts. No, not shouts. Screams. "Hold on!" Fear. With every jolt, every jerk, every leap of the horse, pain shot through her hands as she clutched at the reins. Her legs contracted painfully, unable to find support, her eyes watered from the smoke. The arm around her suffocated her, choking her, the force compressing her ribs. All around her, screaming such as she had never before heard grew louder. What must one do to a man to make him scream so? Fear. Overpowering, paralyzing, choking fear. Again, the clash of iron, the grunts and snorts of the horses. The houses whirled around her, and suddenly she could see windows belching fire, where a moment before there'd been nothing but a muddy little street strewn with corpses and cluttered with the abandoned possessions of the fleeing population. All at once, the knight at her back was racked by a strange, wheezing cough. Blood spurted over the hands grasping the reins. More screams, arrows whistled past. A fall, a shock, painful bruising against armour. Hooves pounded past her, a horse's belly and a frayed girth flashing by above her head, then another horse's belly and a flowing black caparison. Grunts of exertion, like a lumberjack's when chopping wood. But this isn't wood. It's iron against iron. A shout, muffled and dull, and something huge and black collapsed into the mud next to her with a splash, spurting blood. An armoured foot quivered, thrashed, goring the earth with an enormous spur. A jerk. Some force plucked her up, pulled her onto another saddle. Hold on! Again, the bone-shaking speed, the mad gallop, arms and legs desperately searching for support. The horse rears. Hold on! There is no support. There is no... There is blood. The horse falls. It's impossible to jump aside, no way to break free to escape the tight embrace of these chainmail-clad arms. There is no way to avoid the blood pouring onto her head and over her shoulders. A jolt, the squelch of mud, a violent collision with the ground, horrifically still after the furious ride. The horse's harrowing wheezes and squeals as it tries to regain its feet. The pounding of horseshoes, fetlocks and hooves flashing past, black caparisons and cloaks. Shouting. The street is on fire. A roaring red wall of flame. Silhouetted before it, a rider towers over the flaming roofs, enormous. His black caparisoned horse prances, tosses its head, neighs. The rider stares down at her. Ciri sees his eyes gleaming through the slit in his huge helmet, framed by a bird of prey's wings. She sees the fire reflected in the broad blade of the sword held in his lowered hand. The rider looks at her. Ciri is unable to move. The dead man's motionless arms wrapped around her waist hold her down. She is locked in place by something heavy and wet with blood, something which is lying across her thigh, pinning her to the ground, and she is frozen in fear. A terrible fear which turns her entrails inside out, which deafens Ciri to the screams of the wounded horse, the roar of the blaze, the cries of dying people and the pounding drums. The only thing which exists, which counts, which still has any meaning, is fear. Fear embodied in the figure of a black knight wearing a helmet decorated with feathers, frozen against the wall of raging red flames. The rider spurs his horse, the wings on his helmet fluttering as the bird of prey takes to flight, launching itself to attack its helpless